Greetings, podcast listeners. Welcome to the Carolina Shout Halloween episode. I'm the ghost of Ethan Uslan. I'll be your ghost host today. Ethan's unavailable. He was walking down the street when a piano fell from a six-story window. The piano missed him, but he got run over by an idiot on one of those stupid rental scooters. So Ethan's currently decomposing and I'm filling in. And that song that I started off with was Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered by Rodgers and Hart from 1940. It's not really a Halloween song. It's not really about witches, but, you know, good enough. Okay, moving on. I'd like to perform another scary and haunting number, and this one's simply entitled Nightmare. Nightmare was composed in 1938 by the great clarinetist and band leader Artie Shaw, and he used Nightmare as his theme song. And that really set Artie Shaw apart, because Nightmare was really unlike any other song of its time. It was dark, ominous, haunting, very noir. Meanwhile, the theme song for Artie Shaw's main competitor, Benny Goodman, was a pleasant tune called Let's Dance. So basically, Artie Shaw was saying, hey, if you want to hear something deep, profound, emotional, and edgy, listen to me, not Benny Goodman. Now, I think Benny Goodman was great, and whether you prefer Shaw or Goodman, it's simply a matter of taste. Both were the best. But I must say, Benny Goodman never played anything as dark and foreboding as Nightmare. So that was Artie Shaw's Nightmare. You might have noticed that the left hand sounds a lot like the James Bond theme, and it's probably not a coincidence, but Nightmare came first. It came out 20 years before James Bond. So Nightmare was pioneering in spookiness. Now I'd like to play another tune with a very noir feel to it. This one's called The Blackout Boogie. It's from 1942, and it's by Freddie Slack, who was a popular boogie-woogie pianist and bandleader at the time. Now, when I first heard this little boogie, I instantly liked it because it's different. Most boogie-woogies are in major and follow the same old 12-bar blues progression. But Blackout Boogie is in minor, and that gives it a whole different feel. When I first started performing Blackout Boogie, I didn't know what the title was really about. I read that Freddie Slack did have problems with alcohol, so maybe he blacked out from time to time. That was my theory. But a few weeks ago, I performed Blackout Boogie at a concert, and afterwards a gentleman came up to me and told me that since it was written in 1942, it probably referred to the World War II blackout drills. And I think this guy was right. As you may or may not know, during World War II, many American cities had blackout drills where folks were supposed to put up black curtains, and businesses had to turn off their illuminated signs, and vehicles had to turn off their lights. The idea was that these blackouts would make targets harder to find in the event of an air raid. Also, bright city lights would illuminate ships and ports, so blackouts were believed to be effective in the event of possible U-boat attacks as well. And now that we're all contextualized, I think it's time to play the Blackout Boogie. Here it is. So that was Freddie Slack's Blackout Boogie from 1942. You may have noticed I let out a blood-curdling scream there. That's because the original recording had a blood-curdling scream. And I hope it scared you. And if not, I hope this does.
Hail Satan!
And now for the grand finale, I have one more Halloween-appropriate musical selection for you. It's from 1916, and it's a ragtime number called Spooky Spooks. Its composer was a gentleman by the name of Edward Claypool. Claypool lived in Baltimore, and during the day, he was clerk for the Court of Common Pleas. At night, he composed quite a few rags and performed a bit, and some of his rags did quite well. His biggest hit was called Ragging the Scale, which is a clever ragtime take on the major scale, I'll have to play it for you sometime. But today, since it's Halloween, I'm going to play his Spooky Spooks, which is also a lot of fun. You'll hear the obligatory quote of Chopin's Funeral March in there. Here it is, Spooky Spooks by Edward Claypool. So that was Spooky Spooks by Edward Claypool. It was a bit lighthearted, but I still hope it gave you a goose pimple or two. And now I'm afraid it's time to wrap up today's episode. Again, I'm the ghost of Ethan Uslan, and I'm afraid I have a very busy schedule this time of year, and I gotta get going. Lots of houses need haunters, and I'm really excited to attend the North Carolina Ghost Association conference in Raleigh. That's gonna be a lot of fun, so I gotta get packing for that. Kate, can you roll the credits? Kate? Hello, Kate. I forgot, I'm a ghost. She can't see me. Well, thanks for listening to the Carolina Shop podcast. Please leave a rating and review, or I will haunt you with guilt. And you don't want that. Also, I'd like to invite you to check out my YouTube channel. I've been putting up a bunch of videos lately, and if you'd like to see them, the name of my channel is Ethan Uslan. And if you play piano and are interested in getting a hold of the sheet music for my arrangements, you can go to my website, uslanmusic.com, and there's a whole bunch there available for download, including Nightmare and Blackout Boogie, which I played on this episode. All right, this has been the Ghost of Ethan Uslan. Thanks for tuning in to the Carolina Shout podcast.